Penguin Random House Audio presents America's Reluctant Prince, The Life of John F. Kennedy Jr. by Stephen M. Gillen. Read for you by Tim Andres Pabon. Preface. Don't be John Kennedy. I met John F. Kennedy Jr. in the spring of 1981, when I was a 25-year-old graduate student. He was a 21-year-old sophomore history major at Brown University, and I was the teaching assistant in a class on 20th-century American political history. Our friendship got off to an inauspicious start. Before the semester began, the professor, renowned historian James T. Patterson, told me that he wanted his assistants to deliver a lecture as preparation for a teaching career. I had applied to the PhD program in American Civilization to study early American history, so I was not as familiar with the recent past. I had, however, always been fascinated with the 1960s and the Kennedy presidency in particular, so I decided to give a critical lecture on JFK and civil rights. I had been vaguely aware that John was on campus and had seen him several times, usually surrounded by a gaggle of giddy girls. It never occurred to me that he would take a class that would deal with his father's presidency. On the first day, I stood in the back of the room handing out syllabi to students pouring into the Manning Chapel classroom. Looking over the line of students, I spied a large mane of unruly brown hair slowly approaching me. Please, no, I thought to myself, don't be John Kennedy. It was bad enough that I would be speaking in public for the first time and doing so in front of the professor I wanted as my advisor. Now, I faced the prospect of...